On 91.1's Hot Breakfast at 12 past 7. There were three and now there are two. If you missed MasterChef last night, this is what happened.
One of you put up two dishes that could only be described in one word. Flawless. And that's why you are in tomorrow's grand finale, Matt.
Alina, your tuna was perfectly cooked and that's why you're in the grand finale. Alina, how do you feel about being in the grand finale?
I'm pretty bloody stoked.
So good news for Matt, good news for Alina, not such good news for Harry Foster, 21-year-old cocktail bartender. He joins us. Morning, Harry.
Good morning.
Mate, I've got to say, you did an amazing job. Your cannelloni, what was it, kingfish and lobster?
Yum.
Fancy pants. It looks so bloody good. And against the tuna, I'm just going to say the degree of difficulty with yours was so much higher than Alina's. I mean, anyone can whack a tin of tuna in a bowl and whip it around with some, you know. Anyway, I don't want to go over old ground, but you actually went harder, mate, so I think you deserved it. Plus,
I appreciate that.
What's the go with your brownie, looking like a brownie, tasting like a tiramisu? Like, that was, they should have got bonus points for that as well.
Tell the judges that.
Yeah, that's right. Poor Harry, not enough sauce and those bloody artichokes.
Oh, don't even get me started on artichoke.
If I had a dollar for every time someone said that to me too.
Yep.
Just artichoke heaven here.
So, Harry, did you watch yourself on the show last night?
I sure did.
Yeah. What was the emotions like?
It was a little bit of a ride, a bit of a roller coaster, lots of ups and downs, but it was kind of relieving to watch, actually.
Really?
Because you're sick of people asking you, oh, mate, how'd you go? How are you going? Did you get through?
Well, that's one point. But, no, it was good to see, you know, the last 6 months of life come to a close.
Yeah, true.
And then, you know, now I get to open up a new chapter.
Yeah. And, I mean, how well did you do? Top three. Did you ever think you'd make it into the top three?
I didn't think I was going to make it through auditions.
Wow. Okay.
I just sent off this audition and it was kind of cocky and I put some jokes in there. And
really? What was one of the jokes? Can we hear?
Oh, I don't know. Something about things that I do to pass the time.
Oh, not good.
Just like horrible
punny,
food puns.
Punny. You're a punny man, Has.
Horrible food puns. Yeah, I never thought, you know, I just sort of sent it off as a joke. I never really took it seriously. And then here we are.
Harry, can you explain the phenomenon that is the Sunshine Coast domination of this year's MasterChef?
Yeah. All three of you.
Because your mum's from Maroochydore.
Yeah, she is.
So what's the story? What do you reckon it is? Is it the fresh air? Is it the sand in the beaches? Is it the fresh produce in your veins?
Oh, mate, there must be something in the water.
Yeah. So we've got Matt and Alina left. We're going to have the big finale tonight. Who's your money on?
That's so hard to say. It's almost impossible for me to say because they've both got their strengths and weaknesses and they're both really, really strong cooks. And, like, even if I wanted to, I couldn't choose one that I wanted to win.
And Alina grew up in Noosa. Her parents are still here on the sunny coast. Matt is, of course, from Noosa. Mm. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Harry, one thing that has been suggested as to why you lost, I don't agree with this for a second, but Narissa came out boldly this morning and said the reason you lost is because of your hair, mate.
I never said that, Harry. I never ever said that. I promise you.
What do you put
the hair.
The hair.
The hair. You know what the first thing I did when I got out of the house was?
Have a haircut?
Shaved your head?
Absolutely.
Did you? So, was there some pressure from the producers to have, like, a distinctive look, do you reckon?
I don't know. Maybe that's why they liked me. A little bit different, you know.
So now you're a skinhead?
No, not quite a skinhead. Okay. Still got actually some hair.
Awesome. Okay, well, before we were chatting to you, we were talking just a moment ago about chocolate, and I argued that the little round Cadbury chocolates, you know the ones you can get that are just circular, sort of shaped in a log, they taste better than other chocolate, and Sam refuses to believe me that...
I am the total opposite.
Really?
I think they taste, you know, completely not like regular Cadbury.
So which one do you think is the best?
Like Marvelous Creations with popping candy, for sure.
That's yummy. But there is a different flavor. Like, they do taste differently. I reckon they taste better, the little circular ones.
Nah, definitely not.
Definitely not. All right, well, mate, what's up for you now? MasterChef is coming to a close. What is the next chapter in Harry Foster's book?
I'm off to Tasmania.
Oh, Sam's from Tassie.
What are you doing down there?
I'm actually going to go work at a boutique wilderness retreat in the Central Highlands.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Totally not what we were expecting for you to tell us.
That's fantastic. Oh, well, a bit colder down there.
Just a little bit.
Oh, mate. Well,
I think it's the top of like 5 or something there at the moment.
That's yucky. Yeah. That's yucky. Well, enjoy it. We'll see you back here. We'll see you back here at your mum's place for brekkie one morning because, honestly, the sunny coast, you'll regret leaving, let me tell you.
When I get sick of the cold.
I'll give you about a week.
Harry Foster made it to the top three in MasterChef for 2016. A pleasure to have you on the show, Harry, and good luck Thank with you. Your next adventure.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It's the Hot Breakfast, Hot 91.1, 17 past 7.